J. McNeil Whistler's Caprice in Purple and Gold is an early example of Japanism, a term coined by the French art critic Philippe Brute in 1872. It refers to the fashion for Japanese art in the West, and the Japanese influence on Western art and design following the opening of formerly isolated Japan to world trade in 1853. In Whistler's painting, a European woman sits on the floor wearing richly embroidered silks, like those of a Japanese courtesan, while she studies a set of woodblock prints by the Japanese artist Hiroshige. Decorative objects from both Japan and China surround her, including a large gold Japanese folding screen. The late 19th century Western fascination with Japanese art directly followed earlier European fashions for Chinese and Middle Eastern decorative arts, known respectively as chinoiserie and turquerie. The art dealer, Siegfried Bing, was one of the earliest importers of Japanese decorative arts in Paris. He sold them in his shop Le Port Chinois, as well as promoting them in his lavish magazine Le Japon Artistique, published from 1888 to 1891. Bing was also a major supporter of Art Nouveau, an end-of-century decorative style greatly influenced by Japanism. Works by prominent artists associated with Impressionism and Post-Impressionism bear witness to the late 19th century fashion for Japanese art and decorative objects. In Manet's portrait of Emile Zola, the novelist and art critic sits at his overflowing desk. Immediately noticeable among the artworks surrounding him are a Japanese woodblock print of a wrestler and a Japanese gold screen. Monet portrayed his wife Camille dressed in a Japanese kimono surrounded by Japanese fans, and his water garden as Giverny was inspired by Japanese gardens depicted in prints and included a Japanese-style wooden bridge. In addition to painting copies of several Japanese woodblock prints, such as Bridge in the Rain after Hiroshige, Vincent van Gogh depicted them in the background of several portraits. Japanism coincided with the modern art's radical upending of Western art tradition and had significant effects on Western painting and printmaking. In this regard, Japanese art affected modern art in much the same way that encounters with African and Oceanic art and artifacts did a few decades later. Many late 19th century modern artists not only admired and collected Japanese prints, they derived and adopted both compositional and stylistic approaches from them. Japanese woodblock prints called ukiyo-e, or pictures of the floating world, were a cheap popular art form in Japan during the Edo period, 1615 to 1868. They were associated with urban entertainment districts, the so-called floating world in Japan, and typically portrayed famous actors, courtesans, and wrestlers, as well as landscape views of well-known sites. Ukiyo-e prints first appeared in Europe as packaging materials used to protect valuable imported porcelain objects, but they attracted the interest of European artists and art collectors and were soon imported for their own sake. In addition to depicting Japanese decorative objects, Whistler used both subjects and compositional strategies derived from Hiroshige's prints of notable views in Japan. One of his most innovative and well-known paintings, Nocturne in Blue and Gold, Battersea Bridge, echoes Hiroshige's Kiyobashi Bridge in both its nighttime subject and the abruptly cropped view of the bridge in the foreground. The large areas of flat colors typical of Japanese woodblock prints may also have influenced Whistler's simplified forms and reduced color range. The Impressionists were also interested in Japanese prints. After visiting an 1890 exhibition of ukiyo-e prints in Paris, Mary Cassatt employed similar decorative patterns, flattened spaces, and simplified figures in a series of color etchings that includes the letter. Cassatt's favorite subjects, women in domestic interiors playing with children or grooming themselves, were common in ukiyo-e prints, a fact that undoubtedly contributed to her interest in them. Cassatt's friend, Edgar Degas, used Japanese compositional devices to depict women bathing. In The Tub, a woman sponging her neck is shown from an elevated vantage point that emphasizes the flat shapes and patterns created by her body and the surrounding objects. The curve of the tub is continued in the woman's back, while the vertical of her left arm parallels the edge of the shelf on the right side of the painting. Thus, although Degas uses traditional chiaroscuro shading to define three-dimensional forms, abstract pattern and surface design dominate the image, flattening the space and rendering it ambiguous. Like Degas' The Tub, Kunasada's Chrysanthemum shows a bathing woman surrounded by ordinary household objects. Note the water heater and scrub brush in the upper right corner. Although the viewing angle is not as high as that in Degas' work, we see the woman from above, and Kunasada uses the space and objects surrounding her to construct a visual frame for the figure rather than clearly defining an interior space. Repetition of colors and simplified shapes creates a strong surface pattern, as does the lack of chiaroscuro shading. Among the post-impressionists, Van Gogh was especially passionate about Japanese art and traditions, although his understanding of Japanese culture was limited and often more personal fantasy than based on real knowledge. He amassed a collection of hundreds of Japanese prints, and they influenced the development of his style, notably his vivid colors, simplified planar forms, and use of decorative surface patterns. In 1888, he wrote to his brother Tao, "All my work is based to some extent on Japanese art."